Morning, it's Amy Goggins. The lights are slowly starting to come back on after last night's supercell storm. Ausgrid says nearly 4,000 remain in the dark. At the height of the storm, nearly 14,000 homes had their power cut. Meantime, the cleanup continues after trees and power lines came down, while heavy rain caused flooding. Assistant Commissioner of the SES, Paul Bailey, telling Seven a number of places were really hit hard.
Most of the areas that were hit in Sydney were the Sutherland, Carrickbar, Miranda areas. We had over 800 calls last night to those areas alone. Significant work for our crews overnight.
The storm also put lives at risk. Two teens remain in hospital after being struck by lightning while walking on a bridge in the Blue Mountains. Well, some alarming stats when it comes to our nation's obesity crisis. More than a third of Aussies are now overweight and are just under a third obese. Well, here in Sydney, the suburb of Wayland has the highest rate of diabetes nationwide. And parents who want their kids to get off their phones should try to use theirs less in front of them. That's the advice from Reach Out after a survey found nearly half are spending more than an hour a day on their tech in front of their children. The Mental Health Service says it's not about guilting anyone, but modelling better behaviour and starting a dialogue. In sport, Wayne Bennett isn't giving up on getting Titans lock Jai Arrow to Redfern this season. The 24-year-old is set to join the Bunnies in 2021, but the South coach has told the Rush Hour talks are underway to speed that shift up by 12 months.
Shane Richards has been negotiating and talking with the Titans, so at the moment I know he hasn't come, but we're all hopeful and optimistic that he will be here in 2020, but if not, will he be here in 21?
And at the Australian Open, no luck for Sam Stosur, who's been knocked out in the first round for a fifth straight year, going down to her American opponent in straight sets. Better news for world number one, Ash Barty, who survived a scare dropping her first set before bouncing back to progress through to round two.